USSR.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here in downtown Chicago, here till 5 a.m. It is Wednesday, Wildcard Wednesday. That music that you just heard was from Great Moments in Vinyl. Great Moments in Vinyl, we'll tell you all about that. Lindsey Cochran, Scott Tipping are members of the Great Moments in Vinyl, and they're going to be playing three shows this weekend as part of Edgewater Art Festival, the Arts Festival in Edgewater. You can check out greatmomentsinvinyl.com, and they're going to be doing they're going to bring Bowie, the Beatles, and the Mac to the Edgewater Arts Festival. So three different shows for the weekend. Let's bring first Lindsey Cochran back to the show. Lindsey, always great to have you. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. I'll tell you the best gift I ever got. My ex, when I turned 41, bought me a bass guitar.
Your ex bought it for you?
Well, she was my wife at the time, but yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. I was going to say you guys must have had a great relationship if your ex-wife got you a bass.
Oh, right. I'm trying to simplify things too much. But yes, we were married at the time. That was her gift to me on turning 41, and then I learned to play that thing, and that led to me taking classes at Old Town School in bass guitar and meeting people who could also play. And led to Great Moments in Vinyl.
And there it is. Tell everybody about Great Moments in Vinyl before we jump into what a busy weekend you guys are going to have.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's basically a tribute concept. I work with various musicians and we pick albums that we think need to be played. Albums that have made a mark in our lives and other people's lives as well. And so we want to put them on stage and have people come and enjoy them, but not in that sort of replicating the album note for note, every little nuance. It's more like the joy of the live experience, hearing that music performed live with good stories about the song, something that enlightens you and illuminates what the songs are about, the little backstories that bring the songs to life.
Yeah, and that makes it a unique experience, obviously, when, you know, it's not just, a tribute band. You guys really want to celebrate the music, celebrate the album, and provide really cool stories, and I think that's awesome. You guys, and Lindsey, you get the best musicians in this city to play with you whenever you
Absolutely.
Do these days.
I find the right people for the right gigs. For example, Scott Tipping, who I think is on the other line here, he's a rock and roll guitarist of the first order, and so he's playing on the David Bowie show and helping us out with the Fleetwood Mac set. And then when we do the Beatles on Sunday, it'll be Packy Lundholm on guitar and Phil Angotti on guitar, and the two of them singing John Lennon and Paul McCartney. So just whoever I need for the show, that's who I line up.
And that's the Great Moments in Vinyl. Speaking of Scott Tipping, here is Scott. Scott, welcome back to the show. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you doing?
All right. A little background so everybody knows where you're from and when you started playing music.
My dad's a guitar player, so I don't remember exactly when I started, but it was in grade school, and I was kind of lucky that, you know, he had a band and would let me sit in at an early age. And I don't know, I've been playing Chicago area and professionally, I guess is the word, for 20 some odd years. You know, I've been fortunate to play with a bunch of cool people and do a lot of cool things, including this upcoming weekend.
Now you enjoyed because you played with Great Moments in August for the Zeppelin gig. Did you enjoy it? Was that fun, Scott?
Oh, that was a ball. All the projects Lindsey has brought me in on have been fantastic. The Zeppelin one, super close to my heart, but these upcoming ones have been incredibly enlightening. I'm a huge Bowie fan, and the Fleetwood Mac thing has been this incredible experience in the regard that I'm a huge Peter Green fan, so I'm kind of a snob about, you know, later Fleetwood
right,
Mac,
right,
and then
right.
I sat down with Rumors, and I just adore the album, and I kind of have shamed myself in shunning it for so many years.
It's funny.
You know?
Oh, my God, there's a great story about Peter Green thinking when Lindsey Buckingham joined Fleetwood Mac, he wasn't sure he could make the cut until he heard the guitar solo on Go Your Own Way.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
You know, and Lindsey, you know, you're old enough to remember that if you had a record collection in the 70s and you didn't have Rumors, you could be arrested. That was one of those albums, along with like Frampton Comes Alive. Those were albums that you had to have in your collection in the '70s.
Absolutely, cultural faux pas. If you didn't know that,
exactly.
Stuff.
Well, let's talk about the gigs for the weekend. Let's start with Bowie. That's going to be on. That's the first gig, right? On Saturday.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, I think this is a great chance to see Great Moments in Vinyl, simply because the shows on Saturday and Sunday are free. You know, there's just admission at the gate, and then the Fleetwood Mac is its own after party on Saturday. But the Bowie set, basically I was talking to one of the promoters from the Edgewater Arts Festival, and he said, we'd love to have you guys do two different nights. And I said, well, what kind of music do you want? We've done these bands and that band and this album. And it came out that David Bowie and the Beatles were the leaders of the pack. So we're putting Bowie's Ziggy Stardust together. We'd love to do a wide-ranging set, but we only have a small band, so we try to pick music that really works with a guitar quartet, you know, a guitar, bass, drums, vocalist, and a second guitarist. So the Ziggy album just was the perfect pick for that.
Yeah.
And a few other songs to spice things up.
And it's such a great record and such a landmark album, too. And also, you guys are going to be on the East Stage. I want to make sure people know where it is. East Stage at Granville and Sheridan, and it'll start around...
Yeah, they block off the whole street between Broadway and Sheridan, apparently. You know, Broadway, that's where they have the Ann Sather at the end, so you can go there and get your cinnamon rolls and wander down to the East Stage at Sheridan and see us play.
There you go, and that's the Edgewater Arts Festival. That'll be around 5:30. The Bowie album will be 5:30 at Granville and Sheridan, and it's free. You should definitely check it out, and that's on Saturday. Okay, and now this is a special thing happening for the Rumors album, right?
Well, so they booked us to do the two sets, and then the fellow called me back and said, well, listen, you know, we were thinking about, I think it might be kind of fun to have an after party, and I had mentioned Fleetwood Mac as one of the bands that we could potentially put on the stage, and he said, how about that Rumors show that you did once before as Great Moments in Vinyl?
Mm-hmm.
Can we have that as the after party? So I guess they're going to be in the 1070 Gallery, which is at 1070 Granville, and it's a small space, so they're only selling 100 tickets to this thing. And I think I sent your producer a link if you want to post that online.
Yeah, we'll put it up, yeah.
Yeah, basically, so you get tickets in advance. I'm not real clear if you can buy tickets at the door, so I don't want to, you know, have people get turned away. And like I said, they're only selling 100 tickets, so better make sure you get a pair if you want to see it. But
yeah,
we're doing the Rumors album. I brought in a couple of great vocalists. Tiffany Monique will be singing the Stevie Nicks stuff, and Debbie Kaczynski, who's been on your show in the past.
Yes, she has.
She is doing the Christine McVie music. And then I've got a great keyboard player by the name of Greg Woods, who's on the Bowie set, and he's also singing in the Fleetwood Mac set, as is Scott.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Now, Scott, you know, we have just heard that you were sort of an elitist when it came to the Mac, Peter Green.
True.
And how do you feel about Bowie?
I'm a huge Bowie fan.
Yeah.
Actually, what's kind of amazing is such a Bowie fan that the Ziggy record turned me on as a kid, and so I hadn't revisited it in a long time, and it's been kind of this beautiful reawakening to that album.
Yeah.
I mean, as a guitar player, I'm a huge Mick Ronson fan, so getting to play some of those parts and stuff has just been awesome. I get to sing a bit in it, and then the other singer, Greg, just really has that kind of higher British register Bowie type thing, and it's been awesome.
Yeah,
it's great. Yeah,
and then on Sunday, Lindsay, you guys will be back at the East Stage at Granville and Sheridan around 5:30 on Sunday the 30th. You guys will be doing the White Album, which you've done before.
Absolutely. This is more of a stripped down show. We couldn't bring the string quartet or the horn section that we had in the past, but
yeah,
we're going to do it justice with, we've got, from roughly about 5:30 to about 7, so we'll get as much of the White Album in as we can. I think it's like a 90-minute record.
It
so
is, yeah.
Might not be able to get it all with stories and everything, but we've got some fun things planned for that one, too. It's Phil Angotti and Packy Lundholm, who are just amazing as singers, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, very cool. Now, can you give us a little story, a quick story about, let's go with Ziggy. Is there a story behind there that you're looking forward to telling?
Yeah, I'm scrolling through my computer now because I pulled out stories about all of them.
Okay.
Let's see here. David Bowie had been working to find stardom since he was 16, and he was willing to do anything to get there, work in TV commercials, act in low-budget movies, sing like a folk singer, warble like a pop star, even sleep with a few older guys who were in a position to help his career. It had been 3 years since his hit Space Oddity had coincided with Neil Armstrong's first steps on the moon, and the singer was starting to look like a one-hit wonder. In that time, the Beatles had broken up, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Jim Morrison had all died, and Bowie's own career was looking like it was going nowhere. He needed a miracle, and he got one.
Mm.
In the person of an interstellar traveler who came to Earth with a message of hope and rock and roll. Not an astronaut this time, but instead a starman by the name of Ziggy Stardust.
That's beautiful. That's fantastic.
Right on.
Yeah. And then how about a real quick story concerning the Beatles and the White Album? There's a lot of great stories behind that record.
Let's see. How about this one? Read about the making of the White Album. You'll find stories of temper tantrums, arguments, screaming matches. Engineer Jeff Emerick walked out midway through the sessions. Ringo Starr quit the band for a time. And looking back, Paul reflected that there was a lot of friction. It was the weirdest experience because we were about to break up. Even in the midst of this tension, though, the band found ways to make some of the most incredible music. John remembers a day when their producer, George Martin, had a Gun magazine in the studio, and there was an article in it with the title, Happiness is a Warm Gun.
Oh, wow.
John says he thought to himself, wow, that's incredible. The fact that happiness was a warm gun that had just shot something or somebody. I thought it was a fantastic, insane thing to say.
Wow. That is amazing that that's the origin of that song. Wow.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, that's so cool. All right, well, listen.
You know, we played a Catholic school festival earlier this summer, and I said to the other guys in the band, I don't know if we can do Happiness as a Warm Gun at a school festival. And then I read about what it meant. I thought, oh. Yeah, it's a nice protest song.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah, it's incredible. Well, listen, you guys, it's been great talking to you. And by the way, congratulations to your son, Lindsay. I heard he got married over the weekend.
Absolutely. Well, I don't have time to tell you about it, but it was a wonderful wedding. The words I would use to describe the ceremony were heartfelt, genuine, and authentic. And so it was a great ceremony.
That's great.
So proud of him.
That's really great. Well, listen, Lindsay and Scott, thank you guys so much for being on the show. Have fun this weekend in Edgewater. And I know the weather is going to be, I think the weather is going to be good for you guys. So
should be decent.
It should be good. So, Scott, thanks for being on the show again. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And Lindsay, always a pleasure. And we're gonna take us out here before the break with a little you guys playing some Fleetwood Mac, okay?
Nice. Thanks.
All right.
Take care.
Take care, buddy. There you go. There's Lindsay Cochran. Let's hear a little Fleetwood Mac from Great Moments in Vinyl. There it is, right there. Great Moments in Vinyl. Lindsay Cochran puts it together. He gets the best musicians you could possibly have in this city, puts them all together. They're going to play three gigs, two on Saturday with Bowie and Fleetwood Mac, and then on Sunday, the Beatles. And it's all at the Edgewater Arts Festival. And you can get link on our Facebook page for all the information at facebook.com/NickDShow. Great stuff. All right, we're going to take a break. We got the news coming up next, and Mike Houlihan is going to join us to talk about the Irish movie Hooli. All right, and we will be back.